Diva Brown Show. Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? But just respect my camaraderie.
We moving real quick, baby. Can you keep up?
Mo Brown Sugar and DJ Spinfo. We hitting you with the hottest joints. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae. You know how we do. We got that soul-knocking, body-rocking music for your ears.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown, and Spinfo, the Nympho, your girlfriend's favorite DJ.
So keep your ears open, because the show starts now. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? You are listening to Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show, and happy, happy, happy New Year's to you. I got my man Nonchalant in the building with me. Say what's up.
Happy, happy, happy New Year's to you.
Yes, I'm so excited. Ooh,
must
yeah.
you clap? Must you clap like that?
Excuse me, Hercules, Hercules.
Okay.
If you want to call for a shout out, a request, or dedication, the number is 718-488-1590. That's 718-488-1590. And this year is going to be an awesome year because we have so much going on.
Yeah.
We want to give crazy shout outs.
Crazy shout outs.
We've got guests.
Guests.
Yes, and I'm going to be, you know, traveling
and
doing the Diva Brown Show on the road.
On the road? Really? Taking
yes.
the Diva Brown Show on
taking
the road.
The Diva Brown Show on the road. I'm excited.
You going,
about
you're touring
that.
Countries and cities and different
yes.
states and everything?
Yes.
Get out
yes.
of here.
We're gonna go. I know Jamaica is like really like, you know, just Jamaica.
But still.
But we're gonna be in Jamaica.
Get out
and
of
we're
here.
Gonna be in oh, no, 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 the motherland, Africa.
Africa, okay.
Yes.
So hold on a second. You're going to be broadcasting the Diva Brown Show from Africa, from Jamaica, from Tennessee, Chattanooga,
maybe,
and all those
maybe
places?
Not. Maybe, no, not maybe not. Not, no, maybe not. Maybe.
Maybe.
You just got to stick
uh-huh.
around.
Stick
the Diva
around
Brown
to
Show
find
to
out.
Find out. We have the comedian Marcus Banks that's going to be with us this year.
Uh-huh.
And some, if you guys don't know, you know, you should just Google Marcus
Google.
Banks.
Hold on a second. Marcus
like
Banks.
Funny comedian. So we got some exciting things right going on for 2012. And my topic of the day today is, and this is just for the whole year in general.
Hold on a second. How you going to have a topic for the entire year?
I mean, well, yeah, it's a topic okay. for the day, but it's going to carry on until, you know, December 2000. No,
okay.
probably in life.
What is
this
it?
Year,
let's
there
hear
is
it.
Going to be no settling, whether it's in relationships,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with your job, whether it's friendships and family.
Okay.
You have to say to yourself, no settling. And I
don't
get this.
Settle.
Yes. And I get this topic because I have dealt with too many friends and family members that have just settled for the wrong man, for the wrong friend, for the wrong job. No settling. Go out there and know what you want. Mm-hmm. Make these goals for yourself. You don't have to tell the whole world. You don't have to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill myself because I'm not reaching this goal. Like, forget the whole New Year's resolutions thing for a second. Set goals for yourself, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're getting deep on this.
I'm getting deep.
Deep
you know
on
saying?
2012.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand the power of your speaking. Because it's when I speak things, child, it happens.
It happens.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to practice that. Now, do you have to speak it out loud or can you just speak it internally?
You can do both. Do
both.
Whatever.
Okay.
Do whatever. So before mm-hmm. I get into some music... Because I got a really nice selection of music
okay.
today. I've got some
I'm looking
throwback
forward to hearing
Tony
it.
Braxton, Tony Tone, Biggie
2012.
Smalls. Yes.
Do
yes.
it.
So,
do it.
Really quick. Now, you know how you watch the Mafia Wives? What is it called?
Yes.
Mob Wives.
Mob Wives.
On VH1.
Uh-huh.
Dead.
What happened?
Seriously,
who died?
The Black Mafia Family Wives have a reality show.
Huh?
Huh? Exactly.
What?
You were thinking that Mafia is on. Only for Italians.
Right. Mm, Italian.
You're wrong. It's not for
Italians. Sorry.
Now,
uh-huh.
I mean, they have black people that are a part of the Mafia.
Which Mafia is this? Hold on a second. This is going to be African-American Mafia
yes.
mob wives?
Okay. So let me explain to you. You know Big Meech, the rapper?
Yes.
They think I'm, I mean, the rapper.
They think
you hear
Big
me?
Meech.
No, that's Rick Ross. No, Big Meech is a drug lord. I can't. No, I say Big Meech because Rick Ross says, I think
oh, okay.
of Big Meech.
Okay.
He's a drug lord.
But the actual
well,
drug lord, Big Meech.
Yes.
His wife is going to be on the show?
Yes.
I mean, who?
So,
who
it's just, it's just some madness.
Well, are African-Americans mobsters or are they gangsters?
We'll get into that. We'll get into
I'm
that.
Confused.
First, we're going to get into some music, some Rihanna. Mm-hmm. So you are listening to...
I think I'm
Mo
Big
Brown
Meech.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. I think this is Lady Gaga first, right?
Yes.
Lady Gaga. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show.
Yeah.
wasn't the song. I can't. My feelings are so hurt, guys. Man, for the new year, I am just overly excited trying to get the music flowing. Now, Shalom, why are you looking like that?
I'm just trying to follow what's going on over there. You okay
Rihanna,
over there?
Rihanna, yes, I'm okay.
There you go. Riri.
Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown.
Let's go. Riri, Jay-Z. Talk that talk.
Me, shorty must have heard, got the word, I moved that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I gotta pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica, just to roast some sex on the beach. Left love speechless. They say that money talk, tell he's up, speak up. What's up?
Situation about to happen right now. Ludacris featuring my girl Shauna. Throwback. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
On a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go bots and robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Come thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop and just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover, lover, go. Don't see I cast them and I pass them. Get
get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you stash them? I let them free and they tell me what's they fantasy. Like up on the roof, roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, 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 know what's your fantasy.
Lick, lick, lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert. Cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet, it just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain. Running the and it's hotter when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi. In the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. I'm hay in the middle with a bomb. The roast petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of a beat.
I wanna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, 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 know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna
I wanna get you in the back seat, windows up. That's the way you like them. Clogged up, fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Make it hurt in the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown. That's the way that I like it. Twerk, legs jerk, overwork. Underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade. On the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Off the road, on the ocean, or in the boat. Factories are all unexposed. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate, make it melt. Whipped and chained, handcuffs. With my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. Full teacher, let me get my reins.
Lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, lick, lick, lick.
Throwback music by Mr. Ludacris and Shauna. Ooh, I used to love that right there. So inappropriate, right? Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show, 718-488-1590. 718-488-1590. If you are a performer in the New York area, please go to MicCheckWednesdays.com. That's www.MicCheckWednesdays.com. MicCheck Wednesdays.com. This is a show that is at Drum, which I host along with DJ Spinfo from Hot 97 and Mr. Mike Barber. It's musicians, poets, musicians, poets, dancers, actors. Well, not really actors, but unless you want to do a scene. That would be kind of weird. But if you are, please submit your video of your greatest performance. No BS performances now. We need some good stuff. Nothing like on your toilet, okay? Okay, guys? Okay? All right, so, entertainment news. Lala Anthony, she is working on a new cosmetic line for 2012. Yes, Juicy Gal. So, she hasn't yet told anyone what it's called, but I'm excited about that. She has a makeup line. That's right. Make your money, girl. All right, so, topic of the day today is no settling. And that goes for you, because I know you're listening, whomever you are, that settles for that boyfriend that says, yeah, I'm just going to the store, and then doesn't come back for 5 hours later. And then you want to smell him, and he smells like poonash. I'm sorry. That's not an experience of mine, I don't think. This is not a baby boy situation. You know that he's cheating on you if you left him. No, if he left you 5 hours ago and he said he was going to the mall. Yeah, no, don't settle for that, ladies, okay? If you're on the job and you just feel tired all the time and you feel stuck, like you want to do something more, like it's bursting out of your skin, you got to step out on faith and step out on some hope and do something out of your box and out of your circle. No settling for 2012. friendships. If you have a friend that is always on some trifling ish, that don't look out for you, like if she buy you, if you buy food, or if you buy a little ring, costs $3. You know, sometimes Forever 21 has a sale. You buy yourself a ring, and you just happen to notice that your friend never hooks you up with anything, not a drink, nothing. You are selling for a bad friendship. If I'm walking with you and we shopping, and I say, girl, you know, I'm a little parched. And she comes back with a Snapple peach iced tea. And you tell her you was thirsty and you don't get nothing. You settling for a low friendship. You need friends that's going to buy you a drink of water when you thirsty. Family. Now, you know, if your family is always staying with you, always eating your food, all just not bringing you up, you're settling for their garbage, which means you're settling yourself. It's ridiculous how much family can bring you down. You got to be the ones to tell them, look, I'm going to need you to get your life together, because you're not only messing up things with yourself, but you're messing up things around you. And I don't like that. So no settling for the year 2012. I don't like that. I don't like that, mommy. You see, Lala Anthony's doing her makeup line. She ain't settling for nobody's crap or no bull. Oh, Lala ain't got nothing to do with it. Mo Brown, Sugar the Diva Brown Show. I got some throwback music, some new music, everything. I'm so excited about this year. A lot of things have been going on, a lot of changes, a lot of letting go. And although I don't like letting go, it's just something that I had to do this year. You know, letting go of past pain, past hurt, because it clouds my positive thinking. It just clouds everything. So guys, we got to let go. And I'm not talking about fat weight. I'm just talking about in general. Just let go, okay, guys? Just let go. All right, so we got what's his name? The little cutie pie. Cutie pie, but not Malal. What's his name? Miguel? That's so mean. Oh, gosh. Lotus Wale, featuring my man Miguel. Mo Brown, Chick of the Diva Brown Show.
I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly, when I'm low. Take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lays it down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel macchiatos when Shawty get into work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to.
Living in a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. So I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I do not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous space, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
In a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see? Talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause I don't know me, don't know me.
song makes me feel a certain way. I just see a little strip club, and that's so inappropriate, right? Always, always throw back the roots. Break You Off featuring Music Soul Child on The Diva Brown Show. Mo Brown, Sugar the Diva Brown Show. We breaking people off up in here. All right, so I got my Caliocho in the building. Woo! Shout-outs coming out to Mr. Jones. I see you Facebooking. And shout-outs coming out to Miss Safiya Akila. Hi. How art thou? Hi. All right, check out the Diva Brown Show on Facebook. MoBrownSugar.Podomatic.com. That's MoBrownSugar.Podomatic.com. I'm on YouTube, too. Yay! I'm a YouTuber. I love it. Shout-outs coming out to Long Hair Don't Care, F. Grogan. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember everybody that needs a shout-out. Eek! I'll come back to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll remember. Okay, so topic of the day today is not settling. Please share your stories. I've got a bunch of stories that I have to share in a few minutes about not settling and all that jazz. I just forgot that I have to promote Twitter, right? Because I'm being cursed out that people don't tweet. So, Miss Mo Brown Sugar is my Twitter. Okay, Twitter. The NFL, NBA. Okay, so, today they were at the courthouse. Four different NBA and NFL players. Excuse me. Mr. Terrell Owens, Chuck Liddell, Mercedes Lewis, and Roger Mason. Please excuse me. I'm not a huge sports fan. Except for in basketball. But they were all at the courthouse today for a paternity hearing. That's madness. Like, one has two baby mamas, one has three baby mamas. Wow. Like, it is serious. Like, it is for real. These sports guys, they get down with the get down. Now, women, if you know that you are not the only situation, I'm going to call you situation when you're dealing with these athletes, why do you fall into this? Why do you do that? If you know you're going to be frivolously sleeping around, then you need to be wearing a condom and using birth control, because this is just ridiculous. I can't imagine me being at the courthouse with another female, two other females at that, saying, he is the baby daddy, he is the daddy of my baby, on some Maury tip. Like, it's getting a bit ridiculous now. And speaking of Maury, these people are, like, I thought that a lot of these things are scripted, but what they do with Maury is they have people's situations. Of course, you know, they want to embellish a little bit. Do y'all hear that? Cali Ocho, I like you, but I can't take that. All right, so anyway, they have the situations, and they say, okay, so he's sleeping with you, and you're sleeping with him, and you have a baby by that? And then they take this story, and then they say, now, when you get out there, we need you to really make it seem like you're really going through this. So we need you to just go hard. So they embellish on the story a little bit, but these stories are indeed true. Want to ask me how I know? Because I'm in film and television, and I can tell you they pay these people like $500 to just, like, talk about their lives. And it's crazy. They have the new show called The Bill Cunningham Show. They have another one. I can't remember what it is. But one of these shows really have people with issues. Sometimes I sit back and think, like, some of these people just want attention. But sometimes there's just, like, real problems. There was this Italian woman that said she did not like black people, and that black people, that her brother shouldn't date a black woman because her kids are going to be poor and get beat up in school. Just ridiculous. Now, Sean came back in the room.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back in the building.
I'm discussing
Mob Wives.
No, Maury.
Maury.
Yes.
Maury,
and, well, actually,
Maury.
I'm not discussing Maury. I was discussing how the NFL and NBA guys were all at court at the same time.
Why?
For paternity tests, of course. Terrell Owens, Chuck Liddell, Mercedes Lewis, and Roger Mason
all
in the same courthouse at the same time for the same case. Well, not the same case, but, like, the same thing.
Wasn't the same baby mama, though?
No.
Okay, just making
but
sure.
But I tied that into the Maury show with, you know, people dealing with different baby mama dramas and what happens on the Maury show and so on
so were
so forth.
They all happy with the paternity results?
T.O. has two baby mamas.
Wow, T.O.
Liddell was there to handle money issues with the baby mama. Mercedes has a hearing scheduled for... He had a hearing, scheduled, and is having a conversation with his baby mama in the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria.
I can't. And this is just too much for me. Like, I just don't even know.
The life of a pro
and
athlete.
And then I said, like, I can't imagine me being a female sitting there in the courtroom, like, well, I'm his baby mama. And then another one, well, I'm his baby mama. And then this one, well, I'm his baby mama too.
Like, three baby mamas in the same room.
Like, how does that make you feel? So, women need to have, like, birth control on top of condoms, on top of just not being stupid.
And the guy's got to be, you know, cautious as well.
Right.
You got to use protection.
But sometimes when you're in the moment and stuff.
Yeah, he's a big-time NFL player. He's going to take me to the bathroom.
Okay,
who needs protection?
But that's you know, and that's another thing that's settling. You know that you're just a jump off for the moment.
Right.
So, why?
But some people don't care with that because they know at the end of the day, if she does get pregnant... You know, she'll be caking for 18 years.
Oh,
18 years. 18 years.
Oh, you know what? Another thing about these women that are caking and taking, you know, child support, they need to be smart about their money because they spend all of it.
Exactly.
And the thing is, nothing for the kid to go to school with.
NFL and a professional athlete's career only lasts but so long.
Right.
What happens after his NFL career ends and he's not making $6 million a year anymore? That child support is going to go down, girl. That lifestyle that you was used to, it's going to go down. You're going to have to make some adjustments.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's only good for but so long. Hopefully, these athletes have a nice future planned out for themselves after retirement.
Yeah, and so the Maury people, too.
Yeah, the Maury people, too.
I know, that's so random,
that,
right?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
You do. This economy
is
crazy.
It just is.
But back to this... African American mob okay. wives.
So yes.
What's that all about?
All right, Tony Montana. I'm sorry.
Tony Montana.
I really like that song.
He was
okay. Let me get into some deets for everyone. When the Basketball Wives show was out, that's when everybody was like, well, let's get some wives here. Let's do this.
Some Big real Leech, wives.
The head honcho of Detroit's infamous BMF. What is BMF? Am I stupid?
Blowing money fast.
Oh. Are you serious or are you lying?
No, I'm serious.
You should Google it.
Google it.
Okay, so of course, you know, he was made a household name, you know, thanks to, you know.
You think I'm big?
Rick Ross. Now, he has some business exposed in the show, of course.
Okay.
You know, he has his cocaine dealings and landed him in jail for 30 years.
Yeah, he's pretty open about
and
it.
And so they shot this Married to the Game, it's called, reality show. Mm-hmm. Now, some have served time. You know, one is an actual wife, not the whole...
That's always the case.
Why call it
wives if there's no actual wives? But it only sounds right because you can't call them jump offs.
And one was called with Kim Kardashian's ex-husband. I can't.
Kim Kardashian's ex-husband.
It says Kim K. Who else is Kim K?
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Wait. One of the mob wives was caught with
Kim
Kardashian's ex-husband, who happens to be Chris Humphries
of
72 Days.
Yeah. One of them is called the First Lady of BMF.
Okay.
And she's like the Shawnee of...
Right.
You know, basketball, she's like the Shawnee of the show. And then there's another one that is involved with the music producer, Damon Thomas. Like, they are shouting out so many names. Like, I don't even want to say it because I don't want Tony Montana or somebody to come.
Is this going straight to YouTube?
Is it going straight to YouTube?
Is it going straight to
No, VH1 is like freaking picking this crap up.
Are you serious?
I can't. Allegedly.
VH1 is really reaching with all these wives
shows.
Let's
just say allegedly. I watched Baseball Wives. Guys.
You did?
I did.
How was it?
Drama filled. They talk about black shows. Oh my gosh. The lady calls her a hunt. With
a hunt?
C. Okay.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
I want to get to some music, but first I must say that I don't... Okay, everybody thinks that the word hunt with a C is a very bad word.
It is.
Why? Why is it bad? It does not sound disgusting. It sounds sexy to me.
Really?
Hunt.
That's like...
Hunt.
Like hawk, right? The word hawk.
That's wrong. Why you gotta go take it there?
No, I'm saying, does the word hawk sound sexy to you?
I hope people know what nonchalant is saying. You are so disgusting.
You're the one who said hunt with a...
What do you think that hunt substituted from the C?
Uh-huh.
What do you think that word is? I Googled it today.
It is something that's not... Well, hold on. Can I Google it too? Hold on a second.
No. I'm gonna tell you what it says.
In the urban environment... Right? Mm-hmm. That word is used to describe a female genitalia or someone...
Why is that offensive? Like, I think it's a beautiful thing. It's actually, excuse my language, it's actually the vulva.
The vulva. Okay.
Why you gotta go repeat it?
Sorry. I'm learning here. I'm learning.
So it's actually the vulva.
Right.
So someone's calling you, you stupid vulva.
Right. You should be happy about that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Don't you like...
Like a stupid hawk, right? You should be happy. You freaking hawk. Huh? You freaking hawk. What about that? You get me sick, you freaking hawk. You like that, right? Don't you? Isn't that sexy?
He's replacing the C.
Replace the C with an H.
Okay, well.
Wait, we replace the H with a C.
I might have to put, like, explicit on this show. Like, oh my God.
This show is not explicit. You didn't say anything out of the ordinary. You said hawk is a pretty word.
No, I did not. I said hunt.
Oh, hunt is a pretty word.
Hunt replaced, you know, the H from the C. I just don't really think that it's that bad of a word. Mm-hmm. But.
Some people might take offense to it.
Right. Okay, it's a vulva. But? It is
according
being
to,
said, according to the Urban Dictionary.
You can't go to the Urban Dictionary. No, you got to go to Webster.
Wikipedia?
You got to go to Wikipedia. No, you can't do Wikipedia.
Why?
You got to go to Merriam's Dictionary or Webster's Dictionary. You got to go to the official Oxford Dictionary.
Well, it says that hunt is a vulgarism primarily referring to the female genitalia.
That's the Urban Dictionary.
Specifically the vulva, excuse me, and including the cleft of the Venus. I can't.
The cleft of the Venus?
Can you
Why?
Why do you have to repeat it? Anyway, it's a derogatory term for a woman, considered by many to be the most offensive word in the English language.
There you go. Considered to be the most offensive word in the English language.
I personally think it sounds very pretty, like a flower.
There you go.
No, I think it sounds more like a seasoning.
Yeah. Can I get some hunt on my salad,
on your
please?
Yes. Ooh.
Can I get some hunt on my salad?
Yeah.
Please? There you go.
It sounds like conch.
conch. It conch
like
is something.
A fish of the sea.
There you go.
That's exactly what it sounds some like. People, it sounds like conch. It sounds some like fish of the sea.
Do describe it as fishy. They do. Some people do. Salmon.
Oh my God.
Cod. Which is not a good thing to be cod.
It's not.
No.
It's not stinky.
Escovish, you know?
But I don't know. Maybe it is offensive. Maybe
to some people,
don't want to get into an argument. Somebody calls me that because then I'm gonna feel like I have to defend myself because everybody's gonna say, "Ooh, she dished."
No,
ooh.
No, it's a pretty word. So someone calls you
what
a
do
hunt.
You think?
Someone calls you a hunt. You straight. What up, you freaking hunt?
You get on my nerves. Oh my gosh, Toni Braxton, you're making me high with the throwback on the Diva
Brown
show.
Yeah, I haven't heard this one in a minute.
Yes. How you doing?
Around you, baby, I can touch the sky. You make my temperature. Southside, can't get enough, can't get enough. East side, west side, worldwide, ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with old bitch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl, cause don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing. No handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock. No time for the gossip. Put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, but it's just in some. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Glow, try to cold, hotter. Even wait out in London town. What's holler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad that'll all night, that'll all night. You just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get up, alright. Never fuss or fight. On the grind trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me, but I hate it when you give me headaches.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, but it's just in some. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? It's over there, look like nerves. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I be up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I yep, that's the hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, but it's just in some. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Can't get enough, can't get enough. J. Cole,
Yeah,
and Trey Songz, Thin Islands. What? Hey, they can't get enough. I like that song right there. What you think, National?
So don't you stop. I need that.
Yeah? I love it. Oh.
Wrong song.
Sierra? That's not the wrong song, silly.
Yeah.
I was just trying to play instrumental. See how much you know. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. Topic of the day today is not settling for the year 2012 and beyond. We don't just want to say for 2012 and beyond. Now, I asked a friend of mine about his settling situation.
Okay.
And I asked him with the reason.
Uh-huh.
Because I have people that feel like because they've invested so much time into a relationship that they don't want to give it up. That even happens with friendships. You feel like you've invested 10 good years into a friendship, and then you realize that, what the hell am I doing?
Right. I just wasted 10.
Why are you holding on?
10
no,
years of
never,
my life.
No, thing isn't a waste. You learned something. You definitely do learn something. I don't want you to say that.
Okay.
But
so you do learn something. But
you what's do. The you lesson? Learn something with every relationship.
But did that lesson really have to last 10 years before I actually learned something?
You're right. You know, some people just don't know how to move forward. Okay, so Mr. Jones says he tried to make it work his relationship anyway because he knew that he already put so much time and energy into the relationship and he did not want that to go to waste. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was, you know, it was better to get away. It's like getting comfortable at a job you don't like. That is so true. You know you don't like it, but you know what you're going to get from it. What? But oh,
but you always know what you're
going to
get from it.
You know you don't like it, but you know what you're going to get from it. And you know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Yee. And you know how hard it is being unemployed and how difficult it is finding another job. So you just try to make it your current job work, which means you know how difficult it is to hit the dating scene mm-hmm. again and get to know somebody all over
right.
again. So you just don't want to go through with it.
So you just but, you know, settle for what you're in.
As you get older, you know, you're able to weed out the crap. You're able
right.
to wean out the bull.
But hopefully you're able to weed out the crap and the bull very quickly. Some people haven't developed that skill where they're able to weed out the crap. You
very
know?
True.
So it might take people, you know, certain people a different amount of time, a longer periods of time to figure out what's right, what's what they need and what they don't need in their lives. And
right.
then taking the next step is you know, very challenging. Some people are afraid to step out.
Are
just
you
like
afraid
said,
to step out?
You know, the way the economy is with the job analogy, you don't want to go out there. And if you have a job, even though you're not happy with it, you're comfortable in that situation. You know what you're getting every single week. To go and leave that job for something that you're not sure what's going to be on the
yeah,
other end.
The grass isn't always greener at the other
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
Right.
And then to be unemployed.
But sometimes the grass is really green on the other side. And
it
the,
is.
The fruit
you just
tastes
go,
better.
You got to go out and step out on faith, right? That's what they say, right? Step out on faith.
Yes.
Faith
yes.
ain't going to pay my gas bill.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Sorry.
So I've asked a few people about what they think about the word. Hunt
and
exchange with the sea. They said it's
what's their reactions?
If they think of spit.
I
don't think of spit.
Saliva, hunt. No, I don't.
I
see
don't
those.
Think so either.
You could use saliva,
you know,
but
by me
see
looking
it.
Up the meaning of hunt. Excuse mm-hmm. me.
In the Urban Dictionary.
By me looking up the meaning, it's to me, it's kind of sexy.
In the Urban Dictionary.
I know, that's so bad. I know, guys. It's dumb to say sexy, but I'm a little dirty. I like to be a voyeur, so
okay,
you can't
you
ask
go.
Me.
But what is the definition of that word in the regular dictionary? Have
well,
you looked
they
that
have
up?
It on the Wikipedia, which would be the more...
Wikipedia
okay.
is not a dictionary.
The Urban Dictionary is not. Okay, define
okay.
hunt at dictionary.
.com. How about we go to dictionary.com?
Well, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, old school situations. Like uh-huh. old school situations.
Who?
Excuse me.
Old school.
No, hold on. I'm trying to get my little. Oh, excuse me. Okay, it's a noun.
Okay, there you go. We all know it's a noun, person, place, or
when
thing.
I say old school situation, I mean like the origin from 1275 to 1325.
Oh, okay,
you
okay.
know, like that.
Okay.
Kunta, dead.
It's a derivative of the word kunta.
Okay, so it says the vulva or vagina.
Hold on. Which dictionary are you?
Dictionary.com.
Okay, let's go.
A woman.
Uh-huh.
A contemptible person.
A contemptible
sexual
person.
Sexual intercourse with a woman.
That's what it means?
That's what the dictionary says. It says
sexual
intercourse with a woman, which is
with
the third.
A woman? Okay.
The second meaning is A, a woman, or uh-huh. B, a contemptible person.
A contemptible person.
I'm not
person.
Retarded. I have a degree, so
okay.
I need to... I don't know why I don't
person.
Know. What's contemptible? Not
contemptible.
You know.
Google it. So...
whatever.
The second definition of the word hunt happens to be a female or a woman.
Well, when I was watching Baseball Wives,
right?
She called her a hunt, and she said, "You do not call a woman that. You do not call a woman that."
Well,
so I'm just...
according to the dictionary, hunt and a woman is the same thing. According to the dictionary.
I mean, back in the day, I mean, Amazon.com says it's like a declaration of independence.
There you go. Independence Day, 4th of July, every day, call
no,
her
it's
a hunt.
Book. There's a book called Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess. It's
there's a book called Hunt?
At its core, Hunt is a metaphor for unconditional self-love. See, there's different meanings. It just all depends on how you say it and what you use it in. So if some people like to watch those adult movies and they say, touch my hunt,
right.
It's not bad.
You can say pornography. It's okay.
Excuse me, Nasha, not the Diva Brown Show is clean. I have freaking teenagers listening. You always on that.
Hold on a second. Teenagers do not know what pornography is? Did I just violate one of the seven deadly words on radio?
My goodness. I'm trying to just at least keep it a little bit clean. I mean, being that we're using this derogatory word.
Let's move on to
the Chad Ochocinco football player.
What about
sexy
him?
Milk dud. His fiance Evelyn.
Yes.
The wedding plans are on hold because she's suspecting that he's cheating.
What?
So she slammed the brakes on the couple's
Get
wedding
out
plans.
Of here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Evelyn.
It says that she confronted Ocho after she became suspicious about his behavior, and she isn't convinced he's being faithful. Well, first of all, Evelyn, you have to realize that you are a gorgeous woman, too, so you can cheat just as much as he can. I'm just saying.
Okay. So you're giving her the green light?
She's hot. What do you mean am I giving her the green light?
You giving her the green light to cheat?
No, but I mean, I don't think that she should be insecure because he can be just as insecure as...
Gotcha.
You know, because she's just as fine. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. Mm. And what is this about an abducted concert promoter?
What?
Rapper Nas is extremely concerned about the safety of a concert promoter who was abducted in Angola.
Angola.
And says he's ready to cut a big-time check to help get the guy back to the USA.
He was kidnapped in Angola?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He was kidnapped at gunpoint by a local concert empresario who was furious when Nas no-showed at a heavily promoted New Year's Eve show.
Oh, gosh.
So they kidnapped his... The empresario demanded a loco for... Okay, I don't understand this language, okay? Whatever. He just wanted $315K in advance or else.
He wanted $315K in advance for Nas to perform at this New Year's celebration.
Yeah.
Nas didn't show. They kidnapped the promoter of that event.
A local was eventually freed from captivity with help from the U.S. Embassy, but he's currently holed up by the local hotel. Oh, gosh, they're kidnapping people. You know, I don't know. I don't know if God's happy, guys.
I don't think so either.
I don't think the Lord is happy.
2012, baby, 2012.
And can you stop it?
It's a big year.
Can you stop with the madness?
What?
What's happening in 2012, Nonchalant?
All I said, 2012 is a big year.
What's happening in 2012?
Nothing's happening in 2012.
Are you one of those people that think that December 22nd, 2012?
No, it's 27th. Listen.
December 27th, after Christmas, after you get all your good gifts that the world's going to bomb, what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. All I know is that I watched a couple of shows on National Geographic. You know, and they was talking about the world, and they had like a mini marathon. They dedicated
a
3-hour block to this thing. Nostradamus predictions of what's going to happen in 2012. It's ridiculous, but I don't believe in any of that.
I'm going to get into some hype music so we can feel better about our lives right now.
We're going to live a long, long time. Especially
Big
all
Sean
that
Dance.
Now make that mother hammer time like. Go stupid. Wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That look like the grotto. High your waist anorexic and in your air is colossal. Like whoop, drop that air. Make it boomerang. Take my belt off. I'm pooty tang, tippy tow, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. You gon' get some.
Walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her way. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex.
Do it.
Bounce that. It's the roundest. You the best. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that.
Dance.
Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Go stupid.
Wobbly wobble, wobbin. Air so fat, all these bitches is throbbing. Bad bitches, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best arena. Tell them pee clean, I tell them pee squeaky. Bitches give me Brian, cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a man tango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his pee open in the islands of Waikiki. Kiss my arrows and my anus. cause it's finally famous and it's finally solved. Yeah, it's finally solved. I don't know, man. Guess them air shots were off. This ain't popping. Google my air. Only time you on the net is when you Google my air. You fucking little hoop. Fucking up my decor. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean. Boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals and slap it on my air.
Now make that mother hammer sound like. Now let that mother hammer sound like.
How you make a song that just tell you to just get stupid, nonchalant? Just like, but sometimes you get that feeling when you just want to get stupid.
Yeah,
like,
you just
stupid.
Have to. Certain songs just put you in that mood.
Yes.
You just got to
like
go
this song,
stupid.
Too. I go front. This go song made me think about Sid City, made me think about Sue's Rendezvous. I'm 56.
I see you, baby.
Work it, break it, break it.
Just put it down.
Down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this picky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till a hickey. Had that river running, keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working about, Alice? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gon' be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
System thumping, party jumping, show this shit's a perfect 10. She rock her hips, then roll her hips, and drop it down like it's nothing. She shit just like an hourglass, you see how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that edge, but I won't put out this on blade. Work it like a pro, sitting watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bouncing fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she work it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it. If I do not fit, I'm gonna make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
like
get it, get it.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Tell me if you with it. Do you really wanna, baby?
sorry. You're there.
You were close.
First of all, we didn't get to... Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show, excuse me. We didn't get to talk about if you ever settled.
Nonchalant. No, never.
You've never settled
nope,
in a relationship?
Moving right along.
Ever. What do you mean? You've never settled in
a
relationship?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall.
Wow, no. That's interesting. So you've always decided to just... get the best.
The best, yes. I want the best. I'm not settling for less. If you can't cut it, girl, you got to go. You gotta move with the times.
All right, well.
If you're not progressing, then it's not for me.
I mean, that's cool.
I need a proactive girl, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Progressive. A revolution.
Please, that's people always talking about they want a female that got their own this.
That's right. Miss Independent.
Okay, now let me explain something about that.
Revolutionary.
When y'all meet somebody that's independent like that, then y'all start to get all insecure.
No.
And say,
never,
oh, I'm not
never.
Good enough for
nah,
you.
Nah.
Yes.
That's why you got to maintain
never,
your own.
Because I've met men like that. And I know men like that.
Low self-esteem.
That once they meet that woman that has their own and doesn't need them, they start to get insecure.
You got to have that swag about yourself.
And they start having those feelings like they're not equaling amount.
You got to have that swag. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
It's all about the swag.
Anyway, let's
swag
move on to other things. Shut up. Stupid. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade are gracing the cover of Essence magazine.
They're putting it out there on blast. They were creeping for a minute.
They
but now,
creeping.
You know, Dwayne Wade got that divorce, got custody of his kids. So now, you know, it's all
why
good and
why are you speaking a man business? You see how trouble
it's out
start?
There. Let's go read the magazine. I bet you they talk about it.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't like to talk about my girls right here because... I just don't like to because
they girls?
Are my girls, Vanessa and Angela Simmons.
What about
I'm
them?
Sorry, guys.
What about them? What happened?
Well, it's allegedly stating that they owe $450,000 in back taxes.
Okay.
I mean, but they can pay that.
How's that cookie thing going for them?
What cookie thing?
What's the name of their company?
Their sneaker line?
Yeah. What's it called?
I'm not even going to answer you because
cupcakes?
You are so
disrespectful. No, I don't
right
remember
now.
The name of it. What is it called?
Whatever.
It had something to do with pastries. There you go, pastries. I knew it had something to do with sweets.
Whatever. You are so,
what?
All of that.
I was close.
So, did you hear about the church? I think it's a church that got bombed in Elmont, Queens, New York.
No, it got bombed?
Yeah, I don't want to misinform anyone, so we're going to have to look that up.
Was this today?
I think it was in Elmont, Queens. It was in Queens. No, it was New Year's Day.
Huh.
Now, this might seem weird, but it had something to do... I was watching New York One, and there were a lot of, like, Muslims, Islamic... Well, just the leaders of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking. They were all these different nationalities. It was beautiful. And I was thinking, they were talking about Christians and Muslims. And the same situation is happening in Nigeria right now, where they're having a quote-unquote holy war,
mm-hmm.
where the Muslims are bombing the Christian churches and things like that.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, well, maybe that's what's happening
here in the States,
too. I mean, is nobody trying to link this?
It's possible.
Like, this is crazy.
I'm pretty sure they're definitely looking into it, investigating, trying to figure out what happened, what was the cause, what was the reason behind the bombing. So let's not jump the gun just yet.
Yeah, right.
But... it's food for thought. It's out there. Makes you scratch your temple. Say,
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yikes. But I'm really scared. But everybody play. Pray for people in Africa right now because they're doing some serious bad things. Like, they're doing a bunch of killings and all of that.
Random bombings of churches.
Yeah. I might be just a tad bit late, but I still want to... send out my positive energies and your get wells to Nick Cannon. He had a mild kidney failure and had to be rushed to the hospital a few days ago. So, we just want to wish Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey a speedy, speedy recovery. Mild kidney failure? That's crazy. I mean, I doubt he's eating McDonald's like that.
No, but I'm pretty sure it could be something else. You never
like
know
what
could cause
want?
It. He probably likes
are
to
you
drink
getting
a
your
lot.
Colon cleaned?
Yeah, I will be getting my colon clean relatively soon. I'll let you guys know. You can come and videotape
I
it.
I heard that. It's
you could
sprinkle.
Come record it.
I don't want to record.
Yeah,
your
we could report. Document that. You know,
no.
A lot of people need to see that.
Okay.
It's okay for a male to get his colon clean.
Okay.
And I think that if I was able to share my experience
you talk
with
too
the
damn much right
you think
now.
So?
Yes.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I heard that.
It feels like a sprinkle.
I need to go get a colonoscopy. Wait, colonoscopy.
You need a colonoscopy?
Well, everybody has to get a colonoscopy.
Okay.
I heard that it's like a chill splash.
Okay.
and it's really cold, and it makes you go,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting, isn't it?
Or do you go to sleep?
No, they don't put you to sleep.
My friend said she had surgery where she had to go to sleep.
It's not
a
surgery.
It's
not surgery.
So what is
it? It's the cleaning of your colon. They don't. It's not surgery.
Oh, so they clean out like all the bacteria and stuff, like any polyps.
It's like you have a boo boo, and you have a cut on your finger, and you go to your mom, and she puts.
Why are you talking like you know? Have you had one?
I have not, but I'm
just saying. So how do you know?
I'm just picturing a colonoscopy.
Oh, that's
why don't you go on YouTube? You
probably
have some video.
Stink in the room.
Find a YouTube clip.
What does it smell like?
I don't know, but I would hate to be the doctor back there.
Some people like that.
Some people do, but not me.
Some people like the behind-the-scenes situation, literally.
Moving
Ew.
Right along.
Ugh, I feel like I want to throw up in my mouth now. You taste it?
That's disgusting.
Mm. All right, so we're going to get to some Heartbreak Hotel, a throwback situation with Miss Whitney Houston.
Whitney.
And that was 2012, and we want to hear some new stuff. But, you know, when you listen to the radio,
it's always good to reminisce.
You know, new things going on. We want to reminisce and, you know, think about things that made us feel good. All right? So we're going to take it back to Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel? Made you felt... Really?
Okay, well...
You felt good for this song?
No, but I can sing Whitney's part really good. Okay. Whitney, Kelly Price, Faith
Kelly,
Evans.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice collabo right there.
90s.
You said you'd be here by 9 and said you took your time. You didn't think to call me, but here I sit, trying not to cry, asking myself why you do this to me. Oh, baby. Since you're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face, I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say. What you did to me, oh baby. I thought that you were someone who would do me right. Do until right. You played with my emotions and you made me cry.
Made
what you did to
cry.
Me?
Oh.
Can't take what you did to me. Now I see that you've been doing wrong. Played me all alone and made a fool. Do it to me. Since you're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face, I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say. Oh. All I really wanted was some of your time. Instead, you told me lies when someone else was on your mind.
Oh,
what
you
did to me.
What you did to me,
I thought that you were someone who would do me right until you played with me.
You're listening to the Diva Brown Show. Coming up next, some Faith Evans. Soon as I get home.
Baby, as soon as I get home, baby. Oh, yes, that is one of my favorite Faith Evans songs. As soon as... No, not Shalonda.
Yeah, singing girl, singing
girl. Isn't that? Mm-hmm. It is.
That's a classic right there.
It is. All right, so I am saying goodnight and goodbye and good day and all that jazz for everybody across the world.
It's a wrap, huh?
Yeah. For the Diva Brown Show for the nights.
Okay.
Check out Miss Mo Brown Sugar on Twitter. The Diva Brown Show, of course, is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And go to mobrownsugar.podomatic.com and all that jazz. I want to leave you guys with some Joe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love scene. Oh, get freaky inside. All right, guys. So until next time, thank you for tuning into the Diva Brown Show. We've got lots of surprises for you this year. So stay tuned if you want to have some fun. Nonchalant?
Yes.
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Love scene.
Yes.
Classic. Yeah.
Fantasies going through her.